In the 1983 movie Trading Places, Dan Aykroyd's character, Lewis Winthorpe III, has one market in mind for a place to make a quick buck.
Pork bellies. I have a hunch something very exciting is going to happen in the pork belly market this morning.
But a lot has changed in the commodities market since the early 80s, and frozen pork bellies are no longer as popular. So come next spring, when the Chicago Mercantile Exchange merges its trading floors with those of the Chicago Board of Trade, the exchange will eliminate the legendary pork bellies pit. NPR's David Shaper has this report on the end of an era.
This is the trading floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and what you're hearing is the buying and selling of futures contracts in the S&P 500 pit, the NASDAQ pit, the live cattle and the lean hogs. What you're not hearing is the buying and selling of pork bellies. Pork bellies was one of the first contracts of its kind when it started here at the Mercantile Exchange in 1961, and in its heyday in the 70s and 80s, as many as 10,000 contracts a day changed hands. These days, there's just a handful of traders in that pit, and they buy and sell just a couple of hundred contracts a day.
It's been the key high flyer of the times.
Rich Nelson is director of research for the commodities research firm Allendale Incorporated. He says investors were drawn to frozen pork belly contracts in the 70s and 80s because of the volatility in the market.
Wide swings in prices throughout the year. Compared to some of the other markets there.
Did that mean that you could profit pretty quickly or easily?
Exactly. You could profit very quickly, or in cases if you're wrong in the market, you could certainly lose money very quickly.
But certainly exciting.
That's exactly right. And that's what a lot of the small investors at the time certainly were looking for, excitement.
But frozen pork bellies aren't the hot commodity they once were, says David Ward, senior risk manager for the Chicago-based market consulting firm Commodity and Ingredient Hedging.
The markets have changed over time, gone from more of a frozen market to a fresh market to now a case-ready slash, consumer-ready product. You know, a lot of the pre-cooked bacon already on the shelves.
From grocery stores to fast food giants, Ward says buyers are looking for fresh bacon, cut and ready for the box or burger. He says the old way of processing bacon by thawing and cutting a frozen pork belly is less desirable. In addition, Ward says pork bellies are one agricultural commodity contract that's offered both in the trading pit and electronically. Though most pork belly trading still takes place in the open outcry pit, he says that trading process is slower, relying on phones, handwritten orders taken by clerks running to the floor, and, of course, complex hand signals and shouting.
With an electronic platform, that process is almost instant. Instantly executed, high degree of accuracy, and instantly transferred back to, ultimately, the person who was using it, the commercial client or speculator.
Ward says while the tradition of open outcry trading is a hallowed one, the enormous volume being traded electronically makes it inevitable that more and more agricultural commodity trading pits will be eliminated in the future, especially now that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade have merged. He and others say the closing of the pork bellies pit next spring will mark a big step in Chicago's evolution from being known as the hog butcher to the world to a major financial trading center. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.